And from the book of Isaiah this morning, a prophet foretells the coming of a reign of peace. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf, and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Through these words, God's voice is heard. Let us pray. Gracious God, you promised a light that would shine in the midst of the world's darkness, and you promised us good gifts, among them the gift of peace. And yet in our own hearts and in our world, peace seems to be so hard to find. Encourage us, O God, to continue to seek for it, to embody it, and to share it with all. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. My sister is coming for Christmas. You people are so nice to her, she keeps wanting to come back. It's the first time in 36 years I have been with any of my siblings during the holiday season. Being a minister is the best excuse ever for avoiding family on high holidays. I'm worried, actually, though, about what expectations she has for this long anticipated family get-together. She loves Christmas. And this is how Christmas unfolds at my house. I get up when I feel like it, and not before. I drink coffee and eat my chocolate croissant, which I will stand in line to buy at a French bakery on Christmas Eve. I will drink coffee all morning, if I wish, uninterrupted, because the dogs and the children will be with their father. About noon, I will send 4 e-transfers with the notation, "Merry Christmas, I love you." By the time they arrive at 4, I will have had just enough wine to be chilled out, but not enough that I will ruin the party. They will eat massive amounts of food, and then they will go home. That's Christmas at our house. No exchange of presents, no disappointed expectations. I like it that way. I'm not a Scrooge. I love my family. I like to have them over. I just gave up on the whole happy family Christmas thing a long time ago, after trying to keep peace between extended family members for many years. Today we gather, as always, on the second Sunday of Advent to think about peace. The peace that was promised through God incarnate. The birth of the Christ child, the coming to the world of a presence of hope, peace, joy, and love. So why, we wonder, is this very season when we are supposed to celebrate the gift of peace, so filled with turmoil and unrest. I have a theory that it is, in fact, about disappointed expectations. It's partly that whole passive, aggressive, "Oh, don't buy me anything, there's nothing I need," face we present to our family. And then for Christmas Day and for several days after that, we stomp around the house wondering where that special gift is that someone should have known we wanted. I mean, surely they didn't take us seriously, did they? It's about expecting that somehow family members who fight on Facebook all year will actually sit down around a dinner table and enjoy each other's company. It's about expecting that kids who spend their whole lives with their noses in their phones chatting with friends are going to be happy making small talk with aged relatives instead. It's about the expectation that we'll spend three times the national average on gifts, and then we'll wonder why and how we get trapped in the same routine year after year without ever saying enough. It's about expecting that somehow while our world is in chaos and we can't live in peace with people of other cultures, people in our workplaces, siblings, partners, or children, somehow we can magically discover on this one blessed day of the year how to just be one big happy family dancing around the Christmas tree, singing Christmas carols together. You see, the problem with peace is that we all want it, we crave it. We want it in our world, we want it in our workplaces, we want it with our neighbors, we want it with our families, and we want it in our hearts. But it's so hard to find that peace that passes all understanding. And it's especially hard when we experience the same disappointed expectations with our faith that we experience in other areas of our life. We set ourselves up for it when we assume that having faith somehow means that God will deliver, that we deserve all that we want and hope and dream for in life because we believe in a gracious and a loving God. We place the same unreasonable expectations on our God that we place on our families, that somehow all of our unspoken, unidentified needs will be met, and that we will be lifted from life's misery and turmoil. But God's promise was not peace that would remove us from all of life's challenges and turmoil. His promise was peace that would find a place in our hearts right in the midst of the turmoil. It was the sort of peace that enabled Mary to praise God for a gift when she might have seen her situation as anything but. The sort of peace that enabled Joseph to hang in there despite his inclination to save face and run. And the sort of peace that enables all of us to make our way through the unrest in our own lives by trusting in a higher presence that guides and directs, that strengthens and comforts. Soon after my son began dating a young Jewish woman, we were en route to do some shopping one day, and I thought I'd make some small talk, you know, open the door to conversation, get to know her better. So I said, "Tova, what do you think about the whole Israeli-Palestinian issue?" Are you serious?" she replied. "You really want to hear what I think about that?" And you know, I did. actually, because nothing is ever resolved through silence. Mind you, there's a fine art to respectful conversation that most of us never quite refine, but we make a mistake if we ignore the issues in our world, in our churches, in our families, in our hearts. We make a mistake if we think that the best way to deal with the things that cause unrest is to ignore them. Peace does not come as a result of silence or passive-aggressive behavior in our lives or in our world. It comes through the hard work of open and honest conversation. I don't have the answers to world peace. None of us do. As I watch the news these days, I wonder when or if the lambs and lions will ever lie down together in the very land where the child of hope and peace was birthed. If any of us had the answer to that, we'd be happy, but we can't lose hope. But I have some experience with peace on a smaller scale, and after all, that's really the only place any of us can start. The peace Jesus promised was not a delivery from all that is soul-destroying. It's an inner peace that comes in the midst of chaos, in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of unrest. And so this season, I urge you not to hold on to some childish, unreasonable expectations that will probably remain unfulfilled. Do not expect more of your loved ones or of yourself than you or they are able to offer. Open the door to conversation, not just with family and friends, but with those deeply affected by the discord in our world. And pray, perhaps especially in this holy season, in the words of Rabbi Sharon Brous, that we're able to avert violence in the coming days, and that Israel and Palestinian leaders will step forward in a determined effort to usher in a new era of peace. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Words so simple that we could easily dismiss them, but it all has to begin somewhere.